Previously on The Media Matters.
Imagine this. You're in a class with five other people, okay? You're doing energy work. In that class, when you unlock your door and you start figuring out your talents, you'll be able to see the energy emitting from the teacher and from each of the students. And then you'll be able to feel their energy as each student and teacher works on you. You can't replace that out of a book. You can't replace that out of YouTube. You just can't.
You can't. Knock on anyone doing it, you know, as an author or on YouTube. Like, no knock at all. That stuff should be...
That's backup.
Thank you.
That's it's a review. It's a supplement. It's an absolute supplement. But an in-person class, no matter who you learn from, you just can't replace that hands-on work.
Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight we're wrapping up our sessions with the one and only Sophie of this uber special series that is hitting you guys in all the right places. So far this series is definitely speaking your language, and I have to say, Sophie and I could not be happier. You guys have no idea. It means so much to us that these things that we have lived through and experienced and can now share with all of you is actually resonating with you and helping you on your own journey. It makes my world go round, and that's what it's all about. You guys also happen to be enjoying the So Chantel YouTube channel and sending me so many beautiful and kind messages. I appreciate that more than I could ever say. There are not enough languages in this world or words in any of those languages to properly convey how this makes my heart and soul feel. So thank you so much for all of your love and support on this show and on the sister-ish content that is on the So Chantel YouTube channel. If you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you head to YouTube and check out So Chantel, which is the channel I created to show you all of the behind the scenes, everything. And I do mean all. So I cannot wait to get into this third and final part of our series with you. So without further ado, I want to skip all the other stuff because impatience, you know what I mean? So here we go. I hope you guys enjoy it. And please make sure you let me know what other content you want to hear from the show. It is all about sharing our experiences with you guys and hearing what your experiences have been. So make sure you let me know so that, you know, we can deliver this for you because it's all about you guys. Anyway, here we go.
I have a support system too. You know, I have friends and teachers that if something like that happens to me, I know who to go to that is on a different level from I am, and they're able to help me out. You know, we work together in order to do the extraction. So, you know, a support system, I'm mostly a solitary person, you know, I'm a solitary mystic on the majority of the time, but that doesn't mean I completely isolate myself from every single person on the planet. I only do that in my social life. But when it comes to energy work, there is a support system. There has to be. I mean, that's how you evolve. That's how you grow. It's how you learn. And, you know, I can't express anything more important than finding, you know, key people. You don't need 10 people, a couple people, you know, however, but there needs to be full trust there. And there needs to be someone that has your back. It could be your teacher, it could be your friend or anything of that nature. And if you decide to do energy work, ask a friend. You know, you might have a friend that's interested. Please don't coerce them, because if you do and they start going through the cleanse, they might want to kill you.
With good reason.
Yeah, with good reason. It's like, well, you didn't tell me about this stuff. But, you know, it's good to have a support system. And it's good to have, you know, to pick a support system where you can get checked on a regular basis. And even if that means making an appointment with your teacher, you know, because there's a lot of people that teach and do these services. They got to eat too. You know, licenses aren't free. Continuing education courses are required by our license are not free. Insurance is not free. Food is not free. So, you know, that whole bit about where energy work should be free. No, it shouldn't.
Can I just say,
it should not be.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up. I have not faced this myself mm-hmm. because I don't sell services yet, but I know a lot of people that have. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the grocery store and you intend on walking out with food or beverages or paper plates or whatever the hell, mm-hmm. know that you're going to pay for that.
Yes.
Because they are trying to run a business and they are selling a service or a product. It is the same with energy work. This is no different because we have certain gifts or whatever, however you want to label that. It doesn't mean that we give it away for free because it is taxing. And it is, even if it weren't taxing, like this is something you're offering. Do you want a reading? Do you want to know?
Like, do you? Well, the best thing is, do you have a job and do you work for free?
Yes.
Well, this is our job.
It is a job. Yeah.
It is a job. And it's a job that on a legal basis costs us money.
Right.
You know, just because someone has a talent that knows how to grow plants doesn't mean you get their plants for free.
Right.
Just because someone has a talent that they can do surgery doesn't mean you get surgery for free. So, you know, all of it, there's an exchange. You know, if you have respect for that other person, then you're going to respect them enough to say, hey, I know you got to pay a mortgage. I know you need to eat. I know that you have to pay for insurance and legal and all this other stuff in order to have this business. Yes, I'm going to pay you. And that's the same thing, you know, between student teacher boundaries. Yes, you may be a student of that teacher, but that doesn't put them on call for, hey, you know, my foot hurts. I need you to do a remote session. No. Right. Hey, can I make an appointment with you and pay your session fee because I have this going on? A doctor wouldn't put up with that. Please don't expect an energy worker to put up with that.
Agreed. I'm so glad that, you brought that up.
That is taking advantage. And it's the same thing with teaching. You know, a lot of people say, well, you have this talent. You should give this to the world. Well,
then we're not the right pairing.
Right.
We're just, and there are people that will do it for free. And that's no knock on them.
No, it's not at all. Because they probably have some other supplemental that's going mm-hmm. on that allows them to do that.
Right.
And it just, you know, for whatever reason, that's fine. But please don't expect any kind of service, energy, farming, doctor care, vet care, right. whatever it is. It is still a business. There is still a fee involved. There's still an exchange involved. And I find that a lot of people that expect it to be free, you don't work for free.
Right.
So why do you expect someone else to?
I agree. And I have seen people get attacked for attaching a price to their time and their energy and all of those things. And it is the crappiest thing. It's one of the crappiest things.
It takes work. Because you have to have clean linens every time. You got to do laundry. But only that, it is taxing on your body. Mm-hmm. You have to keep everything sanitized and clean. If mm-hmm. you use crystals, things of that nature, all of that has to be kept clean.
Right.
Your environment has to be sanitized. You're paying rent for that room.
Not just, it's time. Even if, let's say.
Yes, it is your time.
Right. If you want a tarot reading, if you want runes read, if you want to play with a Ouija board, you know, with whoever.
Why should they donate that for free?
Thank you. It's all time. If that's on a basic level, it is someone's time. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, if you're going to your mechanic and you're like, I need my brakes changed. Like, do you think you're walking away from that scot-free? Like, they're going to provide your brakes. They're going to provide like their time and their,
exactly.
you know, like it all comes with a price. And if
or a psychologist, you're going to a psychologist yes. to talk about your troubles.
Right. You're not walking away with anything tangible.
No,
but
exactly. You're going to a psychologist. You're not walking away with anything tangible. You just paid for an hour session.
Right.
Energy works the same way, except you're not verbally talking, but your body's talking.
Right. And sometimes you are. I mean, both Sophie and I have done readings for people and I haven't charged anyone. If I decide that that's what I want to do in the future, I will, because I'm going to tell you what, it is taxing. And when I walk away from having given someone information, I do it on the fly sometimes because someone is mega persistent. And I don't mean someone physical, someone's loved one or someone's mm-hmm. guide or something is like, I need this message delivered. I'm like, fine. And I'm going to start charging them too. But I just, you know, it is taxing and you can walk away from that, especially if you're doing this for a living. I swear to Lucifer, I hope you know what you're doing and you're protecting yourself, but it drains you and mm-hmm. you, I don't even, Pay your people, okay? Pay your people. That's the
If you respect the person that's giving you the session, you will pay them their fee.
Right.
Because if you don't respect them, they're going to know that, and they're not, you know, they have every right to just turn you away.
It's true. It's true. And if you're going to someone to be combative, go to someone else. Like, just stop.
Or don't bother.
Yeah, just stop. I think you said it best. Yeah. I was about to say, what is that?
This only happens in that backyard, in this backyard.
There are trees howling in the backyard. Yeah. Guys. I just heard that. I was like, it's so beautiful. So yes, that is another thing. And I am so glad you brought that up. I know I've said that already, but when you were talking about a teacher and interviewing the teacher and finding out what the support is like afterward, and do they charge? Do they not charge? What do they charge for? Mm-hmm. If after the class, they're like, that's it, hands wiped. If you need help, you got to pay. That is okay. That is what that teacher has set in place. That is their boundary, and that is okay. And if you don't like that, find another teacher.
Right.
But ask that up front, because it's important. It's important to know. And I recently, you know, had a friend go to bat for someone else on Instagram because, you know, that other person was getting attacked for, you know, asking for a fee for energy work. And it was, you know, I guess a pretty brutal attack, but she piped up and was like, no, not just no, but hell no. And if you know, and I was so happy. I was so proud of her. I'm like, get it. You know, I'll support that any day.
Well, I have a question then. You know, it's kind of like, if you're going to challenge someone to say, well, you shouldn't charge me for energy work, and you put them in a combative situation and they agree to give you energy work for free.
What are you going
to do? Do you really want to be on that table?
Right.
Or on I mean, to be honest, do you really want to be on that table?
It's true.
You know, you've put them in a combative situation. You've coerced them into a free session. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You're a fool to get on that table.
I agree. I could not agree more.
Because guess what? We're still human.
Yeah.
And we still get mad.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of it like that. And I'm glad you said that. I'm very glad, because, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't want my pissed off doctor, even if I'm not the one that did it. I don't want my pissed off doctor trying to pull a tooth.
Maybe you don't need all that liver.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just extra mad today, so I'm going to cut an extra inch off of this, exactly. You know, this leg. Or so you don't want that. You want that person to be in a good headspace. You want to be in a good headspace. Like, why are you trying to fight with this person or negotiate a price on this stuff? Like, suck it up or go somewhere else. Like, and again, there are people that do it for free.
And, you know, and a lot of us that do charge fees, sometimes we do pro bono work. We don't advertise it. But, you know, I do pro bono work every now and then, and it's for certain situations or certain people or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's not something I'm going to advertise on a regular basis. Many years ago, I did a lot of pro bono work, a lot of it. And I've geared back on that because it actually began causing me problems. So now I just charge a fee, and it's a straight fee for everybody. It's the same price. No big deal. If you can't, you know, afford my fee, then we're a dime a dozen in this area. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find somebody else that does. There are other places that do free Reiki shares, and they open it to the public. Mm-hmm. Hey, take advantage of one of those. Yes.
And
I mean, absolutely. If you want a free session, find those free Reiki shares, because they're around.
They are around, and they're really good.
Yes.
They're really reputable. So one of my really good friends did that for a long time as she was coming up, and her community offered that. Mm-hmm. And the place that she was, you know, had synced up with, they offered that. And I mean, it was really cool to hear that. I'd never heard of it before until she said it.
Yeah.
But that's another great resource. And yeah.
Instead of arguing with somebody on how you feel like they should, you know, set their fees or whatever, go online. And more than likely, if there's energy work in your area, they're probably doing a community something once a month or once a quarter. Take advantage of that. That's your free session there.
Right. And I mean, if you can also ask them, you know, metaphysical shops are a great place to start, because they have so many resources. They often have a lot of different people that do a lot of different energy work, and you can go there, and often they have a calendar online that you can look at, and it'll show you the courses they have, the gallery readings, the tarot readings, you name it. And they have crystals and all kinds of different tools and cards and things that you can buy. But you can ask them. And if you legitimately can't afford it and you need help, they will likely have a resource and yes. they may have these free shares mm-hmm. or they may say, hey, yeah, I do pro bono and I can help you with, you know, one or two sessions or so there. Yeah. There are resources out there. So just because people charge and have set fees doesn't mean that they will absolutely stick to that. Mm-hmm. I think it's I don't want to say case by case because it's not, but there are situations that will warrant saying, yeah, I'll definitely do it for a yeah. lower price or no price at all.
Right. Right. And so there are those options. There is never a reason to get comp out of with somebody right. because you don't know what that other person has to do in order right. to have their business. You know, it's not free work at all. It's just like any other legitimate business. Mm-hmm. So think about it before you start arguing with somebody, and then right. think about that if they agree, you argue with them and they agree to give you a free session, what kind of session are you gonna get?
Very true.
Do you really want that session?
Very true. And if you are really like picking a fight like that, I think it's time to look inside because something bigger is at play. Why are you picking a fight about this? It's just silly.
Yeah, there's no reason to pick a fight. It yeah.
There isn't.
Yeah.
There really isn't. So I mean, I don't know. I'm really glad you brought that up, though, because I kept meaning to talk about that and get your opinion on that. And I had a really good feeling on you.
Yeah, I've had people confront me and, you know, come up to me. I'm in a restaurant and I'm eating and someone will come up to me. Hey, I really need a reading right now. I'm like, I'm trying to eat my soup. Mm-hmm. But no, you can make an appointment with me. Well, no. This is your obligation. I'm like, no. I don't have an obligation to you and I don't even know your name. So
get back before I hit yeah, you.
Yeah. And I've had people get mad. And at the same time, I look at them like, you're not the kind of client I want. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not the kind of client I want in my room or on my table. Cause you're just going to put me in a bad mood. And sometimes I can be a little, and mm-hmm. I admit to that cause I'm human, mm-hmm. you know,
as can I. So, think we all can.
So, yeah, I understand being in that kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why I'm more solitary. I don't go out very much. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yeah, it's energy is energy. But be respectful mm-hmm. on both ends. You know,
yeah,
totally if you're looking agree. For a teacher, ask questions. And that's the other thing I wanted to kind of touch on is the safety factor. If you are looking at a teacher, you need to feel safe, you know. Unfortunately, just like any other curriculum or things like that, there are some predators out there. So you do need to do diligence in interviewing teachers, maybe get some references. If a lot of my students come referred from other friends. Mm-hmm. Or I met them through mutual classes or things of that nature. So make sure that you feel safe. And if you're a teacher, make sure you feel safe too. There's nothing more discomforting than someone coming into your class that makes you nervous on a human level, mm-hmm. not something they brought in with them, but nervous on a human level. Because there are predators out there. If you decide to do a group meditation, you need to be careful there because that's almost like group hypnosis in a way. So do a little bit of due diligence of interviewing the teacher and maybe, you know, ask for references, things of that nature, trust-wise, and be observant. You know, if it's a teacher that likes to surround himself with a lot of women or seems to have, you know, a little too touchy-feely mm-hmm. or a little bit of romanticism going on with mm-hmm. more than one, and it's really obvious, maybe.
And same with women. We're not being
exclusive to men. Yeah, it's the same thing with women. I'm just a chick thinking about, yeah, you know, this way.
This is,
It can go all sorts of different ways, four different ways. But, you know, just kind of think about that from a human standpoint that you need to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I don't recommend that you go out into this far out dark cabin in the woods type of thing. You know, you want to go
this way, guys.
Yeah.
Never mind the chainsaw.
Yeah. So, yeah, just do due diligence. And I will also point out that this class is the first time I'll have two minors in the class. And
you're next level one?
Yes.
No way. Yeah.
And I had given deep consideration as to whether I would allow minors in the class. And I decided that if minors come into class, the parent has to come too. Because the minors are going to go through some stuff. So the parent needs to be there mm-hmm. and be able to understand. So, you know, if you're a minor listening to this, just know that if you sign up for a class like this, I would expect the teacher to want the parent to be there too, because a cleanse does happen. And
that's great. And I never thought about.
And your mom or dad mm-hmm. needs to understand what you're going through, because kids are going to be a little bit more. They may not be affected as much because they don't have as many years of baggage, but at the same time, it's going to be pretty intense for them as well.
Sorry, there's like legit talking going on right now.
I heard it earlier.
Did you?
Coming out of your earphones, but I thought you heard it. Like talking, but you kept talking. I was like, okay, maybe it's not bothering her, but I heard legit talking before. So now you're hearing, I can't hear it, but it sounded like it was coming out of your, it was so loud, it was coming out of your earphones.
That's random. So I had not thought of that before mm-hmm. about minors, and I guess I just, you know, I think energy work, and I just think, I don't mm-hmm. think beyond that, but mm-hmm. what would you recommend for a minor that wants to desperately start something like this, because for whatever reason, mm-hmm. and they have parents or adults in their world that are completely against it?
And it's, you know, your parents are going to know what's best for you. Okay, so whatever reason they're against it, honor that and just wait until you're older. There's a reason for that blockage, and there could be a multitude of reasons. But if you're a minor and you're interested in this kind of work, you need to speak to your parents about it, your guardian, whoever, because in my class, they're going to have to come with you. Mm-hmm. There are things that are going to happen that you may or may not understand. So you need an adult guidance, and a parent or guardian coming with you to the class will be there 24/7, right. Whereas I can't be 24/7. And they'll be able to help you as I'm helping both of you. So if you're a minor, mom and dad says no, just wait. You know, you've got time. Just wait. Maybe read some books.
I was going to say, would meditation be a really good place for
meditation,
them to start?
Meditation is good the moment you
really
open
work,
your eyes.
Yeah,
yes.
Really
yes.
work on.
Maybe, you know, instead of saying, hey, I want to sign up for an energy class. Hey, could we find a meditation class together? Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. And that's a great first step. Martial arts does meditation. Sign up for martial arts class. There's
do all
around.
Martial arts classes do meditation?
Actually, I don't know. I did wushu. And most of mine is Chinese-based, Shaolin-based. So that is a requirement. You have moving meditation and stillness meditation. I'm assuming others don't, but I don't.
Yeah. Ask around.
I think my nephew did Taekwondo and they did not meditate.
Right.
So if it's anything that's kind of like competition-based,
right.
I don't know if they do meditation or not. But the same thing, interview the teachers, you know,
good to know,
get an idea. And it's great for kids. It's focus. You can do moving meditation or stillness meditation or both. But that's an alternative. If you want to get an energy work, martial arts is energy.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely energy. You have to build your energy. You build your core. It's both physical and metaphysical.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I was thinking about that when you said that. I'm like, yeah, if some, you know, not everybody is okay with this kind of work. Not everyone believes. There are a lot of skeptics. There's a lot of whatever. And that's fine. That's totally mm-hmm. fine. But if you are a minor.
Skepticism is healthy.
Yeah, definitely.
It is healthy because it pushes the limits and it makes you think. You know, my background is I'm an engineer. So logically, it has to be logical to me. If mm-hmm. it's not logical, I'm going to have to figure out how, you know, is this even real, or are you feeding me a bunch of
right.
woo-woo? You know.
Right. But if you are dependent, if you are a minor and you're dependent on someone being there to help you and they are not okay with the direction that you want to go in or that you want to explore, then, yeah, I like the option of meditation. Mm-hmm. It's you don't need anybody for that.
Yeah, meditation really and books. Mm-hmm. You can read books.
A lot of great books.
Yeah, there's a lot of great books. I'm going to start posting my recommended books online soon.
I'm glad
with a review.
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing it and, you know, post it up there, have people read it. And these are books that I read personally that I feel have a pretty solid standing. And they're not just promotional type things. So more talking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's our audience.
I wonder if the mic is going to pick any of this up like it did before.
Well, I did unwrap new things today.
You what?
I did unwrap new things today.
There you go. Hey, guys. I know it's not these cute little babies in front of us, but...
No, they're fine.
Well, this has been so eye-opening, and it's been really cool to journey back in time and think about some of our experiences together and individually, and really just give people a good starting point with... meditation and how to protect while you're meditating, and you know, some of the things to look out for, and then how to pick a really good teacher.
Yeah,
because there are so many people out there that are peddling this stuff, energy work in whatever form, and it's sign up for my online class or sign up for my ebook and you know, buy my ebook and whatever, which there's nothing wrong with that, but no, that can't be your starting point. Starting online without support for me is a huge don't do it. Don't start that way. If this is what you want to do, I do feel really strongly that you need someone to be with you on some level that knows what they're doing, what they're talking about, that can firsthand answer questions, that has at least some similar experiences. They don't have to be exact, but that knows where you're coming from, what you're going through, can give you good proper guidance, because you know, like Sophie said, you just can't get that from a book or from a YouTube channel or from a podcast. Like, you need somebody that you can explain this stuff to, that can say, I know, you know, I know what to say, I know what to do, I know, you know.
And there's visuals, you know, there are visual things that we do in class. I don't give out certain formulas because there's a safety factor involved, and you know, it just doesn't beat being in person.
It's true. And let me put this on you guys. Here's another cool thing that I learned. And I learned this in level three. Here's another reason why you don't want to meddle with things, and you don't want, or not meddle, but dabble. And you don't want to rely on books or videos or any of that stuff if you don't have a good foundation. Because some of the material, and especially the stuff that comes from the old school, from the olden days, from the old recipes of the craft and energy work, when you read about that stuff, it is not in its complete form. Nope. Things have been purposely left out for your protection and for the protection, the sanctity of whatever that ritual is. Keep that in mind, because if you go look at a recipe for attracting love and it's like seven white candles and three red and whatever, oh my Lord, what are you going to conjure up? Please be careful, because just know that oftentimes for your protection and to protect the ritual in its true form, some of that stuff has been left out because you need to know what you're doing. This is real. And you playing around and you're like, I want to win $5,000 tomorrow, or I want to go meet Johnny on the train tracks, or whatever. I don't know what your situation is. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to play Love Connection by yourself in your room, and you have, you know, these damn candles lit and stuff. And like, listen to me, you're going to light something up that is not in your best interest, that is not beneficial. You need to know what you're doing. And that is why we're always pushing protection and being smart and working with someone that knows what the hell they're talking about.
And sometimes things go wrong. I've done things. It's like, oh, whoops.
That's not what I meant to do.
Where's my undo button? Undo. Know. Undo.
Can I put this in a furnace? It won't go.
I do. I experiment before I put anything in the manual or teach it in the class. I want to experiment, and I'll do it several times to make sure, okay, that one's bulletproof, you know, before I send anybody off on that.
It's true. And I have not done anything like that. I know in meditation I've done stuff, and I've done it just in different ways. And I have, you know, like I said, I've picked up a hitchhiker before in another plane. And so that is, you know, I don't want to necessarily say being careless, because I wasn't being careless where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to. Yeah.
But you knew what to do.
Yes. I was feeling things out, and I was feeling out my energetic boundaries and meeting my people and all of that. But this was in no way similar to me at 15 effing with a Ouija board that
is sleeping it under your bed.
Okay. Like, not remotely the same. So this is why I say, like, you know, just keep this in mind. If you're reading about these teachings from the old school, like the origins and stuff, know that you're not getting 100% of the information of those recipes. It's,
and keep in mind translation.
Yes, there you go. That's true. Translation is another big one. I'm glad you said that. So things to keep in mind. And this is not to turn you guys off in any way from doing energy work. It's just to make sure that you are completely aware and you are conscious of this, because you have to practice safety. I don't know how else to say that. I can say it in another language. Part of you, you know, some of you guys will understand, but, you know, maybe Sophie can too. I don't know. We can have the dolls say it. Guys want to say it? Please be safe. Please, please, please be safe.
I would say that 70% of energy work is protective work, believe it or not. And then the rest of it just happens. Mm-hmm. But 70% of it is protective work, because you're the vessel, and you have to be a strong vessel, and you have to be able to be agile in that vessel for any kind of situation to come up. Because if you decide to give sessions on other people, you don't know what's going to end up on your table.
That's true.
And you need to be ready. If you're just doing it for self-improvement, you still kind of need to be ready, because you're going to be tested on different situations, and you're going to be made more aware of what's been happening to you. It's been happening to you, but a lot of times we just turn a blind eye to it. Well, this will kind of make you face that mirror, and you need to, you know, have an understanding of, okay, I've got this situation. What do I do?
It's true. It's true. And here's a really good example before we wrap up. So I've talked before on the show about when we did level 3 and I was working on someone during our practice time. And I encountered what I called a demon, and I could see him clearly, or see it clearly. And I could see exactly what it was trying to do. And I asked it to present in its true form, and it did. Sophie could not see it as clearly as I could see.
Oh, I saw him.
Well, I remember when we were talking about it, you said that you could see, you couldn't see him.
Oh, I saw the Chari. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but here's the big difference. When we went into level 3, we learned some advanced protection, and we had activated those methods prior to going into our practice time. So in doing so, I was in a very hard bubble, which was very cool. Because usually Sophie can see things as clearly as I can, or as clearly as we can. But this particular time, she could see that there was something there, but she couldn't see the details that I could see, because this thing was in my bubble.
Yeah.
Like, hard in my bubble. And so that was, it was cool, because I could see firsthand immediately, hey, I actually did this right. I set my protection up so well that my teacher can't see you. But, you know, could see him, couldn't see him. But, you know, it was very cool, because I had those tools right there at my disposal. I did not panic, because by this time I was at a point where Sophie had given me enough tools that I knew how to handle it. I didn't lose my cool. I didn't crap my pants. I didn't like him being in my space, but he honestly didn't scare me. It was more like, dude, I'm trying to do something here, and why are you here? And so, you know, just an example of, that is why protection is so important, and also why it's so important to have a knowledgeable person with you when you're learning this. Because if I were by myself and this had happened in level 1 or level 2, I would have panicked, and there's no telling what would have happened to me, what would have happened to the person on the table, because I wasn't well equipped. And today I am still not at a point where I can handle everything. I don't know that you ever are at a point.
I don't think anybody really gets that. I mean, I can't. I don't claim to be able to handle everything. I've just been able to handle most of. And there are times that I'm sure it might be a time where someone walks in and I may look at them like, I think you need to go to this person instead. You know, because I have a list of people that specialize in certain things, that if that's not my forte, I'll refer them out to someone else versus saying, oh, well, I'm going to give it a shot. I need to feel good about that. I'm going to help benefit this person as well. And if I don't, then I refer them to somebody else.
Right. And I love that. So this has been so much fun. I have learned even more stuff. And every time we're together and we talk, I learn stuff. Like, I don't even know. Like, you really are one of my favorite people. And I love that we know each other and that we're friends and that we, you know, get to share all of this. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you guys, if you do any kind of energy work or if you have tapped into any of your abilities. But I don't run around just talking about this with people unless they're like in my circle and they do similar work.
Most people that know me know I'm totally weird.
Like, oh, it's the weird
my coworker. I think my coworkers are terrified of me.
They're like, don't drink that.
Well, when I said, do you have a doll for each of us? I'm like, I don't know. Do I?
Not yet. For most.
Can I have a piece of that hair?
I know. Sophie's got like a little dust buster just picking up DNA. So I, you know, it's super important to have that circle. It's so like, I can't speak highly enough about you and everything that I have learned from you, and where I am today has a lot to do with the things that you have taught me. And I'm so grateful for that. And even
you did all the work. All I had to do was unlock a door.
Well, you did.
Or two or five.
Damn great job. So, I mean, you know, if today I decided I'm not going any further with this, I would still carry this with me for the rest of my living days. And that is so cool. And, you know, it's not for everybody. And there are a lot of people. And I think I know you can attest to this. There are a lot of people that get into it and they're like, I'm done at level one. This is.
Yeah. And that's fine. Or,
yeah. That's totally okay.
I mean, the different levels has nothing to do with intelligence or strength or anything like that. You get what you need. My only hope, at least for my students, is that you got what you need, but you're not terrified of what you learned.
Right.
And that's what I've run into some people that have done energy work. They weren't prepared. And so they start seeing things they weren't prepared for and they shut the door and now they're anti-energy. You know, that's the last thing I want to happen. So you get what you need, you know, and that's fine. It has nothing to do with being in a more advanced being. Absolutely not.
It's true. It's very true. And I really believe that everybody has all of these abilities. And it's just a matter of you going to the gym and working them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you...
It's a muscle.
Yeah. If you work it out, it will become stronger if you want it to. So... You know, you being in tune, not being in tune with it, it doesn't make you better than anybody else or worse than anybody else. It just is what it is. And if you decide to get into this type of work and, you know, you'll know when the time is right for you, if it ever is. And I think, you know, one of the best things you can do is trust yourself.
Yes.
And ask your people, ask your guides, like, meditate on it. And if you have like a couple of names that you're considering, a couple of people you're considering to do classes with or to work with or to, you know, have in your energy circle, meditate on it and, you know, see what you get, because that is one of the best places, if not the best place, to really, really get solid, true, proper information.
Yeah.
Where it's not influenced by anybody else but you.
Exactly.
So I was about to say, do you guys have questions?
I hope we actually answered a lot of questions. Yeah. Of course, you know, I'll fully admit you won't get any deep down details from me because I'm not interested in putting that level of liability in.
Right.
That is something I reserve for in person. But hopefully this answers a lot of questions and will help you find the teacher that you're looking for.
Right.
And you know, it's worth the investment. It's worth saving for. And if not, then, you know, if it's not something that's within your budget, just start with meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meditation is your first step.
It's a huge
and
tool.
To believe it or not, when you meditate and you put in that hope and that incentive, you'd be surprised at what manifests in your life. If that's where you need to be, things will happen to help you along that path.
That's true. It's very true. Well, you know, I know I can't say, do you guys have any questions? Because that's just dumb. But if you guys do have questions, please make sure you reach out at themediummatters@gmail.com. If there is something that I can't answer, I will definitely take it to Sophie. And even if I can't answer it, I always bounce these things off of her. And the reason that we did this episode is because of all of the questions and comments that have come in. And it was just long overdue. And that's a lot of what drives the episodes, is the feedback that we get from you guys and the situations that you're going through, the things that you've experienced. So, you know, keep those questions and comments coming, because that's where a lot of the stuff is built on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sophie, I'm super excited that you joined us again, and I can't wait for the next
episode. I'm super excited you invited me.
Yes. I mean, all the time. Your invitation is always open. Always. Aww. And everyone is loving you. So it's so nice.
I love them too. I've never met them, but I feel like they're like such a loving group.
It is a super loving group. Like, I feel super blessed to have this family together. And that's really what it feels like, because mm-hmm. everyone is super supportive. And I think the people that just haven't vibed with it just mm-hmm. went away on their own. And that's totally fine.
That's a good thing.
That's the way it was supposed to be. And I am not mad about that at all. Like, it just doesn't vibe with everybody, and that's fine.
And I'm not online very much. I have like one little online presence. So like I said, I'm pretty solitary. Mm-hmm. People just kind of find me.
It's true. So if you guys have questions, make sure you let us know. And if, you know, you don't want to email and something on social media is easier, then just make sure you find the show on Instagram or Twitter, which, you know, those are the ones that I check the most. I am super, super rarely on Facebook.
And I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, Sophie's on Facebook. So
that's the only one I have.
Yeah, so when there's like a share coming, usually like I find out about it either too late, or it's because someone like happens to mention, they're like, oh yeah, the share this weekend. I'm like, what? Because that's where Sophie posts. So I did get back on Facebook mm-hmm. for the last one, and got sick and couldn't make that one. But the only reason I really want to get back on my personal Facebook page is because I want to know what's going on with Sophie. Like, I just want to spy on her. I just want to know what she's doing. But you post so many great articles, and mm-hmm. and I'm going to say this, and I'm really sorry, but a lot of the stuff that Sophie posts that I see is specific to our group. So mm-hmm. our like level 3 group or whatever it is. And then there's stuff out there that you post.
Yeah, then I have the public. Yeah, I have the public articles that I'll put out every now and then. I don't post very often. Mm-hmm. And I'm not big on doing memes or anything like that, because that's, I don't know. So every once in a while, I'll do it like a possum eating out of a fairy hand. But otherwise, it's usually informational articles type of thing, or things that you can do for a sacred space tip or a mystic tip or I just did one on refurbishing for pendulums, you know, things of that nature. But yeah, I'm not a big poster, but when I do, hopefully it's quality posting.
And mine is like for funsies most of the time, and then I'm like episode posts, and you know,
I like the funsies.
Yeah, and they're so important to me, because I love to laugh. I love, love, love to laugh. I love to hear other people laugh, and if I can help them mm-hmm. to laugh, like be part of that catalyst, then that makes me super happy. Yes. But I also just, I really don't want energy work to come with so much heaviness.
Yeah.
There is heaviness that comes along with it, but I don't want that to be the thing that is the standout for everybody. Mm-hmm. I want that to be like, you know, it's going to come along with it. But I really want the idea behind all of this to be that it is good, and it's mm-hmm. happy, and it is healthy is I think the biggest thing. Like,
it's just a little muddy when you start, though.
Right, it is a little muddy.
It's not all sparkles and sunshine.
It's definitely not. But even the stuff that can be a little bit creepy, and I still want there to be something a little lighthearted behind that, because it's not going to be that way forever.
Correct.
And I just really want everyone to know, and I think we want everyone to know, that you're not by yourself in this. You're never by yourself. Like, there's mm-hmm. at a minimum, there's us. Like, mm-hmm. talk to us, reach out to us. And if all you want to do is like write a long post and you're like, I don't need you to get back to me, I just want to share this with somebody, that's cool. I read that stuff all day long mm-hmm. where people are like, I just wanted to share. And I love that, because it makes me feel super connected to you guys. And, you know, even just talking into a mic you know, however many times we do this per year, it always feels like it's talking to a big group. Mm-hmm. And it never feels dumb. Like, I'm just talking to a mic by myself. Like, it never feels that way. It always feels like there is this huge family receiving mm-hmm. all of this. And that makes me super happy. So I know I have rambled on. You guys just make me so happy. So, yeah, we're going to leave it there. Friends, that's a wrap on this series with our resident Sophie. We hope you enjoyed this thought-provoking content as much as we did, and you know what? Maybe even more. Thank you so, so much for joining us for another Can't Miss episode and tuning in week after week. We love you guys so much. Please don't forget to hang with me on Twitter at Media Matters and on Instagram at The Media Matters for even more love straight from my heart to your heart. And for a mega dose of all things behind the scenes, check out the show's sister content on YouTube on the So Chantel channel. It is seriously as behind the scenes as it gets, you guys. I mean, I don't even know how else to say that. While you're there, please make sure you subscribe, click the notification bell so you get notified every time a new video goes live, and be sure to click like on those videos because all of that really, really supports my channel and I mega appreciate it. With that, you guys, we are done for the night, but we're back next week with an all new episode of The Media Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel. And until then, as per usual, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary. Good night, you guys.